coming to you from our new home at DynastyLeagueFootball.com and a DLF family of podcasts. We are the Superflex Super Show. We talk QB values, Superflex strategies, evaluate and debate Superflex trades, plus our own twist on Superflex team management with exercises like Tinderflex, Super Six, and You Are Nuts. So when you're done with this awesome DLF podcast, find us on Twitter at Superflex Show and join us in a discussion of the fastest growing format in all of fantasy football, Superflex, on the Superflex Super Show.
Let the games begin. Passed out. All my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round for AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive. I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin.
Welcome in to Dynasty Game Night. I am John Bosch. I get a host tonight, and I'm excited. Like, I am really excited to host. I gotta say, I got a little bored of hosting towards the end of last year. Luckily, Russ came in and, like, revitalized us. I have some energy for tonight. I cannot wait to play this name game. We've got some great contestants taking on Matt. Before we get to them, let's find out how Matt's doing. Matt Price, are you ready to go tonight?
I'm doing good, man. This is a little bit of a reunion. We, like, the very most recent episode of Superflex was this exact same show, I believe, right, guys? So it's good to be back with you two and competing. Good to have John on for the first time on the show. And let's have some fun. Let's play some games.
Well, let's bring in that John. John Hogue, nice name.
Other John. Yeah.
Yeah, from the Superflex Super Show. Welcome to your game night premiere. Are you ready for this?
Oh, I've been so ready for so long. And I feel like I need to start off with a little psychological warfare against these guys. So just real quick, I'm going to get in their heads by doing this. Breathing in through your nose is so awesome. And I think that it's going to be my superpower tonight.
He's making a joke because I let them all know that I had to do a bunch of Afrin before I could come on and host tonight, because otherwise all you would have heard was struggled breathing through the nose.
Yeah, unfortunately, so
that would have been great for everybody.
Unfortunately, I had to take a shot at the host too, but it was a wide net that I just cast.
All right, so you're in peak performance.
That's
all right. No pressure. Have you ever played along while you listen?
Oh, of course. Yeah, how could you not?
So do you scream at us when we have no idea what the answers are?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's always, guys, come on. You know this one. But I guarantee.
Get ready to be on the other side.
Yeah, I guarantee it's going to be a different animal.
And we do have the other Superflex host, Bobby. Welcome back to Dynasty Game Night. You've got to be getting up there for, like, most appearances. I can't get you an SNL jacket, Bobby, but what I can do is start us off with an SNL name game.
Oh,
you didn't
God.
Even know that you gave me that segue,
God.
Bobby. We have a Saturday Night Live name game. We do, after the name game, we have a quarterback-based game. We have some super flex people on here, so that feels appropriate. And then at the end, we do have an ADP cliffhanger. DLF just released some pretty brand new ADP, and there's been some changes since the beginning of the season. Let's start with that Saturday Night Live name game. So for those that are new, welcome. I'm going to give you a clue. If you get it on the first answer, your name is your buzzer. If you get it on the first one, you get 3 points. If I have to give you a clue, it comes down to 2 points. If I have to give you another clue, it comes down to 1 point. There are no clues after that. There is just mocking after that. All right, the first clue. NFC North, wide receiver, and Opera Man. Is that not recent enough for you, Matt?
No, that's good.
That's the era of Saturday Night Live that I grew up on,
Matt.
So. Go for it, Matt.
Davante Adams Sandler.
Yes. All right. So now we all know Matt got a nice little 3-point head start there. So the next one, motivational van dweller and NFC West wide receiver. And, oh, I should say this could have poetic license depending on how you pronounce something. Motivational van dweller.
Matt.
Go for it, Matt.
Chris Farley Manuel Sanders.
That is it. Oh, Chris Farley Manuel Sanders. Wow. Nice job. Matt's up to 6, and we're about 30 seconds in. All right. Hollywood Minute reporter and NFC East running back. Hollywood Minute reporter and NFC East running back.
This is the first one where I haven't known the actor.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me
How too. Dare you? Well, I'll give a clue for the actor when we need to get there, because that's one of my favorite clues, like my secondary clues. It should give it to you right away.
I'd like to point out that I wrote down an answer as soon as you gave the SNL name game, and if you don't use it, I will be disappointed in you, even if I get 0 points.
I think I will use it. I don't know. Maybe I won't. Actually, knowing how you listen to this show, Bobby, I can guarantee you I will use that. Be ready. All right, John, are you still there?
Kind of.
Yeah, I thought you were yelling answers at us.
Welcome to the other side of name game. It's a lot of fun, isn't it?
Seriously. Yeah, technically still here, but definitely humbled so far.
All right, do you guys want a clue for the character? Or for the actor, I should say, because it'll be a different character.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bye-bye. What part do you not understand? The butt or the bye? Bye-bye.
Hope.
Go for it, John.
David Spadrian Peterson.
Yes! Ooh, David nice. Spadrian nice. Peterson.
Yeah, I had no idea who it was. Who was it?
Nice job. That's 2 points for John.
Nice.
You don't remember the bye-bye skit?
I do, but I it was like vaguely.
Like the name, what was the name of the airline was like, I don't know, like, it was.
You just discussed, John, that I don't rewatch stuff.
I can't say that I've rewatched the whole episode of that, but like that line was that to me. That line felt iconic. Like
the last
one of the most...
time I watched the best of SNL, like '90s, I was probably like 10. So it's been many years.
Oh, Bobby, you're young. All right, next one: AFC East running back and Gumby. I will say this one's probably from before we definitely watched it. But I was still aware of who played Gumby.
Matt.
Go for it, Matt.
Sony screwed it up already. I never mind. I'm not even going to answer because I don't want to screw it for somebody else.
Matt is out at the 3-point level.
I thought I had it, and then...
I mean, what are the rules? Do you get to come back in on the next level?
If everybody passes.
All right. Are you guys ready for another clue, or does anybody want to take a stab?
Yeah, probably.
I'm ready for another clue.
Yeah, I'm gonna need another one.
And what do you want? I'll give Bobby. You're behind, so I'll give you. Do you want an actor or do you want a team clue?
Actor.
Buckwheat.
Hoag. I think I got this one.
Go for it.
Eddie Murphy, Ezekiel Elliott.
Nope.
No, because the team is first.
Yeah, the team is first, and the team is also AFC East running back.
Yeah. I don't know why I can't think of the running back. It's killing me.
All right, I'm going to give you the team. We'll get down to 1 point here. He is a Patriot.
I was in the wrong division altogether.
Yeah, you were way... Man. You're on the wrong side of the country.
Jeez. All right.
That's okay.
Patriots running back?
List the Patriots running backs, Matt.
I am, and I don't know why I can't figure
this
it out.
This is the Patriots running back.
I feel so dumb right now.
I don't believe they've cut him. Perhaps he doesn't get used.
Jesus, Matt.
Go
Rex
for it,
Burke, Matt. Eddie Murray.
There you go.
God, that was
Wait,
stupid.
Did you say,
I'm like, so the first one
I
was
guessing. Murray
was
gonna... or Murphy? Hopefully you said Murphy, but.
Murphy.
Okay.
He definitely
speaking
said
of which,
Murray, but
he definitely did. Next clue: original weekend updater and NFC North quarterback. Original weekend updater. And NFC North quarterback.
Bobby.
Go
Chevy
for
Chase
it.
Daniels.
Nice. Score update. Matt has 7. Bobby has 3 now. And John has 2. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more to go. Oh, my God. Wow, oh, man, I could have... When I started this, I was this was a gold mine. I could have gone way, way further into this,
you
I think.
You still haven't used the clue I want you to.
It's the final... It's the final clue. Be ready for it.
Is there a give you. Bobby free points clue in this game? Is that what's happening?
Nope, but I'm guessing... I kind of know how Bobby thinks sometimes, and if it's on the right line, it's the final clue, Bobby. All right, next one. So Sarah Palin and AFC South wide receiver.
John.
Go for it, Hogue.
Tina Fey J. Brown.
Yes, Tina Fey J. Brown. Up to 5 points, and you guys are keeping my editing smooth. Nice. There are not a lot of delays I'm going to have to take out. This is great. All right, now this is actually, I think, the hardest clue on here. But this is the actor's name. I'll be shocked if anybody gets it right away. But I actually think he's pretty funny. He's a guy that I just like, so. We'll go Tom Brokaw and NFC East wide receiver.
I'm Tom Brokaw.
Like his Tom Brokaw was so good.
I have no
it was
idea.
It was so exaggerated. It was so funny. Does anybody want the other characters that he portrayed? I don't know if they'll help, but
I think I know the actor. I'm trying to find.
Yeah, you'd recognize his face for sure. Like he's in so many shows.
Wait, it was Tom Brokaw, and then what was... It was NFC East?
NFC East wide receiver.
I know who the actor is.
Do you? That's impressive. Well, Bobby, you're behind, so you get to choose if we give the team clue or the character clue.
I have zero idea.
So I can give you the team clue if you want, Bobby.
I'm trying to come up with it without getting the clue, but I'm probably going to need the clue.
Everybody else ready?
Yeah.
Eagles. Want me to throw out the other characters he portrayed? And I'm going to give you a bunch of them because I don't know that any of them are as memorable as Tom Brokaw.
Eagles wide receiver?
Eagles wide receiver.
Okay.
I'm going to take a shot at this. Go for it. I don't know if this is... Yeah, we'll try this. Chris Parnell, Sean Jeffrey.
Oh, that is incorrect. That's a poetic license that I kind of want to give you, though. I don't mind it, but that's not correct.
Oh.
I'll give you an imaginary point for it. Nice. That's a stretch, nice. But I like it.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
I'm questioning whether I have the right actor. I thought I did.
Well, I can tell you that Chris Parnell.
It is Chris Parnell?
Chris Parnell did, in fact, play Tom Brokaw. He also played McCain, Wolf Blitzer, and Simon Cowell. So, John nailed the actor. Let's throw
it. Oh, Matt. Let's
throw it. Oh, go for it, Matt.
Matt. Chris Parnelson Aguilar.
Yeah.
There it is.
All right. We'll give Matt a point for it. He got it in there at the buzzer before we moved on.
I didn't know he was on. I love him from Archer, though, and from Bob's Burgers. And
he's on, like, everything. Yeah.
He's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was
on SNL.
I had no idea.
Yeah. He was funny, but I don't think he was known for SNL, but like when I started looking back, it's like, oh my God, he played that one and that one and that one. Like those are fun. He did a good job at those.
He was surrounded by a very talented cast.
Yeah. And he's got a dry humor that just doesn't, I don't know. It doesn't seem to pop like in the memory as much, but all right, next one. This one could have been the one that you were thinking, Bobby,
well,
but I think it's
the
final one.
I realize mine can't work, so I can say it because it's a character name.
Well, save it till the end. Just in case. We don't want to give anything away. You don't want to be Matt and go giving away future answers. All right. Stuart Smalley and AFC South wide receiver.
John.
Stuart Smalley. Go for it, John.
Al Francani Stills.
That is it. Nailed it.
Yeah.
You just tied up Matt for the lead. It is now 8-8, Matt and John.
Dang.
And Bobby at 3 points. Second to last, that's the penultimate, I believe, the penultimate clue. McGruber and NFC South quarterback. McGruber and NFC South quarterback.
McGruber and NFC South?
NFC South quarterback. McGruber and NFC South quarterback.
Yeah, I know who the actor is. Again, this has been my issue all night. NFC South, what was the position again?
NFC South quarterback.
I'm just not even close on the actor. I can see his face. I have no idea, though.
This actor is one of my favorite actors.
Damn it.
For it, Bobby.
Will Forte Bridgewater?
Nope. Will Forte? Is his name?
Forte. I was just going for the poetic license.
Yeah. No poetic license in this one. I think that might have been the exact answer that Russ gave. And I think when Russ gave it, I said, oh, yes, you fell into the trap and somebody else is going to do it on the show. That was the trap answer. Good job, Bobby. You took the sucker answer.
I know the actor. I cannot. Give me a team.
Do we want to go with the team? Everybody ready for the team?
Yeah.
It is Teddy Bridgewater's team.
Oh, John.
So it's the Saints. Go for it, John.
Will for Taysom Hill.
Yes.
Oh, Will for I'm Taysom so angry right Hill. Now. So
I like the, for Teddy Bridgewater.
The asterisk Will. Of quarterbacks.
Nice hey, work. Nice I got to start him at quarterback last week in the league. I did not win that game.
I did write down some backup quarterbacks, but Taysom Hill was not one of them.
Oh, I'm glad that one.
Nice work.
All right, here it is. The final clue. Bobby, you are eliminated, but you can spoil Matt's night by buzzing in and taking it from Matt. So, Spartan cheerleader and NFC East wide receiver. Spartan cheerleader and NFC East wide receiver. Bobby, this is the one that I thought you might have.
John.
Go for it, John.
John's got it.
Cheerio, Terry McLaurin.
Yes! We got Terry McLaurin in a name game again.
Wait, that's the actress's name? Is Jerry O'Terry?
No, Sherry. Sherry O'Terry.
Cherry.
Her name is Sherry
O'Terry. That's not the name of the cheerleader?
No, the actress's name is Sherry O'Terry.
Yeah, I had no idea. I was way off. Because the other was Will Ferrell, so I was hoping it was a Will Ferrell one.
Nope.
So, wasn't it Will Ferrell?
First thing I wrote down for this game, because I didn't think you were going to be using actors' names, but rather characters, was the very obvious Stephon Diggs.
Oh, because, yes, Stephon. Yeah. I gotcha. That's a little bit more recent. Matt's like, who's Stephon?
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
I don't remember Stephon either.
That was Stephon Hader, was great. Right? Is that Hader?
Yeah, that was Bill Hader.
Okay, yeah.
I do like him, but I have no idea about his body of work on SNL. But Barry is a great show.
So funny. I just started watching some HBO shows, and I breezed through Barry. John Hogue on the board, one game.
The one that I was losing sleep over, too. That
dang.
Freaking name game, so... Yeah, it's good to be able to breathe.
It was a comeback. Matt, you came out firing.
I think I was up like 7-0 or something, and then all of a sudden I lost. I don't know what happened.
All right, so our next game, which we should just be able to rip through with the cast of characters that we have here. This year we've seen a lot of quarterbacks play, right? Like there have been a lot of quarterbacks that have started in the NFL. Does anybody know the number that has started so far? No.
43.
I'm going to guess 48.
Anybody else? John, you want to throw a guess out there?
I'll go 49.
52 quarterbacks have started this year.
Jeez.
That's crazy. We've gone through week 10, right? Like, we've played 10 weeks of football, and there have been 52 starters. So, your task is just to name a starter. So you're just gonna get a negative point every time you lose one. Basically, the goal is to not mess up. You get one, we just keep moving. We're not gonna stop. You're not gonna be out or anything like that. It's just whoever gets the most wrong at the end, or
recall is terrible.
Though. Sorry, whoever gets the least wrong at the end wins. All right, so we're just gonna go left to right on my screen. So it's gonna go Bobby, John, Matt. And should we snake? What do you think? Matt, you're at the end. Do you want to snake or do you want to go round, round, round?
I mean, I always like to snake, so.
All right. So we'll just snake is the devil. Stupid draft terminology. But that's the way that we'll go. So we'll go Bobby, John, Matt. Matt, John, Bobby. Bobby, John, Matt. All right. Bobby, you are up. All you have to do is not get it wrong. Give me a quarterback that started in 2019 so far.
the better Bears quarterback, Chase Daniels.
That's not where I thought you would go for the first one. I mean, geez. All right, go on. I'll let you know if you get one wrong. Otherwise, just rip right through.
Well, I'll kill off the Bears here with the worser quarterback, Mitch Trubisky.
Aaron Rodgers.
You going to go twice?
Oh, yeah. Russell Wilson.
Kirk Cousins.
Drew Brees.
Matthew Stafford.
Wait, Bobby goes twice, right?
Yeah, Bobby goes twice.
Ryan Finley.
Matthew Stafford.
Ooh, look at you. Bobby going with the
Bobby wanted to go for the tough ones first, huh? Yeah.
Trying to show his knowledge, flexing those super flex muscles.
Kyler Murray and Tom Brady.
Marcus Mariota.
I can't keep up with all the check marks. Gardner Minshew, Nick Foles.
Gardner, I thought, would be your first choice. How dare you, Bobby? How dare you? Back to you, Hoag.
Sam Darnold.
Dak Prescott. And Josh Allen.
You guys have not missed any yet, obviously.
Ryan Tannehill.
Should I let the audience know at home that you guys are all feverishly scribbling down names? All right, go ahead, Bobby.
It's important information.
I've gotten to the point where I can't keep up with the check marks. It's pretty ridiculous.
I'm just writing names down.
I'm really worried that the next name has already been said. Jared Goff?
He's not. You're not wrong if we repeat. I'll just tell you. If it all starts to become an issue, maybe I'll start taking away points.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
All righty. Keep on going.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Derek Carr. And Jimmy Garoppolo.
Jimmy Garoppolo has been said.
Oh. Carson Wentz.
Lamar Jackson.
Brandon Allen.
Wow,
Joe
Bobby.
Flacco.
Bobby,
save. Who was the second one?
Just killed the Broncos.
He said Flacco. Save those names, Bobby. Back to you, Hoag.
Let's see. Deshaun Watson.
I really want to see if you guys can get all of them.
Yeah.
I do have a tiebreaker.
Baker Mayfield. And Ben Roethlisberger.
Ben said for Ben.
Mason Rudolph.
Devlin Duck Hodges.
Nice.
Very nice.
That was actually going to be my next one, too.
Can't believe you guys are pulling the deep ones so fast.
Kyle Allen. Now I have to stop and think for a second.
Uh-oh.
How many have we named?
Daniel Jones.
All right, so quick update. We have gone through 31 names without getting anyone wrong. There's still some huge names on this list and some not-so-huge names.
Pat Mahomes.
Is it back?
Pat Mahomes, yep. He's not been said yet. It's all you, Matt, for two.
Jacoby Brissett. And Brian Hoyer.
Yeah, Hoyer was a tricky one. Just got his first start this past weekend. Maybe that makes him easier. Back to you, John.
Has Nick Foles been said?
Nick Foles has been said. Bobby cornered the Jacksonville market.
Oh, that's right. Luke Falk.
Wow, good pull.
Eli Manning.
Yeah, of course. Number one QB.
Oh, man. Let me go through this list. There's another Jets QB that now I'm blanking on, of course, that I really want.
I'm saving it. Don't you do it.
You should really just give that kind of information away,
Simeon.
Bobby.
Oh, there it is.
Bobby, are you new here? You don't give those kinds of clues out without knowing the answer. Man.
I knew the answer.
All right, Hoag, who you got?
Josh Rosen.
Did we say Teddy Bridgewater?
Not yet. We
did
haven't
we say
answered.
Drew Brees?
Drew Brees has been said.
Okay. We said Teddy Bridgewater.
We did?
Yeah. I didn't have him marked yet, so.
Maybe I accidentally marked it as a check then.
Then I will say Ryan Fitzpatrick.
All righty.
Matt Moore.
That's another good one. You guys are going to get all these, I hope. This is going to be impressive.
I'm pretty sure we're getting them all.
That's impressive.
I don't know. I'm starting to get stuck. It'd be easier if I had listed these in division instead of just writing them down as soon as they came to me.
Let's see. I think we have like 9 or 10 left. 1, 2, 3. 10 left, it looks like.
Oh, I'm trying to remember his name now. It's bad that I can't.
That's kind of the point of the game.
I know.
Should we call a clock here?
You can call a clock on me. It's fine.
All right. Give us something, Bobby. You got two answers here. I don't want to give you negative two. Give us something. Got anything?
No, I'm still stuck on the same guy I was trying to think of.
Oof. That's going to be hurtful on the turn then. So that's going to be negative two for Bobby there. Hoag, what do you got?
Let's see. Has Dak Prescott been said?
Yep. He has been said.
Okay. Kind of falling behind on this. Jeff Driskel.
Jeff Driskel.
That's the one
is
I was looking for.
What do you got, Matt?
I've got Case Keenum and Colt McCoy.
Nailed it. I think you just cleared out the most of the trickiest. There's still one that's kind of tricky.
I think there's a couple of tricky ones.
Back to you, Hoag.
Matt Schaub.
That's the final tricky one, I think. Nice. Back to you, Bobby.
Haskins,
all right. Got one more?
I'm thinking about it.
We have 5 names left.
Really? I'm missing somebody.
Unless I missed 1, 2, 3. Unless I missed somebody getting checked off. Which is completely possible. You guys were moving pretty quickly.
I think I...
Bobby, are you getting another negative?
Probably.
All right, let's move on back to Hoag.
Have we said Andy Dalton?
We have not. No, we have now.
He is.
I thought we said Andy Dalton already. My check marks.
Your check marks suck, yeah. Bobby. did we say Matt Ryan?
We have not. Have now.
And did we say Kyle Allen?
Yes.
We did say Kyle Allen. Did we say
my
Cam Newton?
My check marks were so off. I had all these guys down.
Did we say Cam Newton?
Check marks.
We have not said Cam Newton. So Bob or so Matt, you advance still. Back to you, Hoag.
Man, I only see
2 left.
Yeah, I see 2 left. Jameis Winston.
That's one. Bobby.
I don't have the other one. Don't worry about it.
All right, finish this out, Hoag.
Have we said Kyler Murray?
Yes,
we did. Yeah,
we did get that. Uh-oh.
I think I got it.
Philip Rivers?
Yeah, that's the one. All right, so we've got a tie where I kind of
we said Tannehill?
Somebody said Tannehill. At some point, I have him marked out, so.
Yeah, I said okay. Mariota and Tannehill because I hate that whole situation, so. it haunts my dreams.
John. Free AJ Brown.
If I could rewind, I'd save all my, reach quarterbacks for the end.
That's what you're supposed to do, Bobby.
Yes, Bobby. You were under the show off at the beginning.
Yeah, you're like, oh, look at me. I knew these quarterbacks before they were cool.
My friend, Sal Stefanale, was listening. Contestant. And if I didn't say those names, he would have disowned me. So I had to get them out of the way quickly.
No Alex Smith on this list. All right, so we have a tiebreaker between John and Matt. If John gets this, he wins the night.
Oh, man, whoa. That's pressure.
Jeez.
If Matt gets it, we advance to the final game. All right. So the way we're going to run this tiebreaker, it's just going to be between you two. And it's basically going to be kind of a bullshit call. I'm going to give Matt the opportunity first. There are 7 other quarterbacks that have scored fantasy points this year. They've not started games. They have scored fantasy points. Matt, how many can you name?
Oh, man. 7?
There are 7. At least based on the league that I looked in and the scoring of the quarterbacks.
Give me just one moment to write some names down, please.
This is hurtful to not be in.
You can call all 7, Matt, and just go for it. Worst that could happen is that, you lose the night.
I'm going to say a pretty confident 5.
All right.
Ooh.
John, can you get six, or do you want to let Matt try at five? Yeah. I think five feels like a really easily achievable number.
Look at you, Mr. Bader.
No, I mean, it's not super easy, but of the names I'm looking at, like five of them I think are a little more obvious.
I'm not up to five, so I want to see Matt do it.
All right, Matt, what do you got?
All right, I have RG3.
Yep, that's one.
I have Matt Barkley.
That's two.
I have Josh McCown.
That's three. That's a good
one. I have Tyrod Taylor.
That's a good one.
And I'm not sure about this one, but I have Jared Stidham.
Nope. Oh, he came in. You know what? He scored negative points. Oh, I don't know how to score that one because, yeah, I didn't look down for the negatives, and he's a negative scoring. I think we're going to throw him out. Matt, do you have another one?
Are you serious? He was in the game.
I don't know how to say – how do you say that he scored points, but they were negative? He technically has statistics, I guess, but –
If you want to count him, you have to count Sean Mannion.
Okay. Sean Mannion.
Give me another one, Matt.
Taysom Hill.
There you go. Yeah, thank you. That was a lot easier. Does anybody you want to try for the other two, Matt? I got one I'll save for Bobby if you don't know it.
I know it. You do? Oh, if you know it, go for it.
Say it.
Bortles.
The guy from Arizona. Yes! Oh, Bortles, yeah.
Blake Bortles scored points this past weekend.
That's Mike why I said it was Bortles. Hurtful not to be in this game.
Yeah. Mike Glennon also has Glennon has some fantasy points this year.
Oh.
So, wow, that was, I mean, still, that was impressive. So, yeah. Game for Matt.
Phew.
All right, so Matt's got one. John's got one. Bobby showed off that he knows a lot of, a whole lot of quarterbacks that are lesser known. I wouldn't call him useless, man. Some of those quarterbacks are going to drive me to just missing the playoffs. All right, so now we will move on to our final game of the night. I will admit that I am rooting against you now, Bobby, because I don't have a tiebreaker prepared, so we can come up with one if we need to real fast. All right, we are going to do ADP Cliffhanger. For those that haven't heard this game, I'm going to give each contestant a player. They're going to give me where they think that player ranked in DLF's most recent ADP. I should mention that we are part of the DLF family of podcasts, as is the Superflex Super Show.
Yes.
So,
just for clarity, is this has November ADP come out yet?
Yes, it has, Bobby.
Okay.
I think it was like 2 days ago, maybe.
Not that I've looked at either of them, but just good to know what month we're in.
Yeah, so this is the most recent. 2 days. It's really, really fresh.
And we're doing overall or positional?
We are going to be doing overall. Overall ADP, and this is just the single quarterbacks. It's not that fun, more fun super flex, unfortunately, ADP. So, Bobby, you are trailing in this game, so I'm going to give you the choice. Do you want to be the first to give your first value or the last on the first player?
I'll be last.
All right, so in that case, then we'll go Matt, John, Bobby. For those that are new, I'm going to give the you're going to try and get score. You're going to try and nail the ADP. So you can use the same number if you want as other people. You're going to know a couple of the answers beforehand. The difference that you are away, whether it is over or below, will add up. And once you get over 25, you're going to fall off that cliff. And you're going to scream that little, yodel if you want, whatever. All right, Matt, we're going to start out with a relatively easy one here. Christian McCaffrey, what's his ADP in November?
I'm going to say it's one overall, John.
All right, so Matt says one. Hogue, what do you say?
I'll say two.
And Bobby?
I'll go with one.
All right, so there were a lot of people that were incorrect in the mocks. Christian McCaffrey came in at two. Good job, John Hogue. You nailed it on the head.
That was, I felt like, I think that,
even though that only cost people a point, I had to point that out because, come on.
I have to tell you that, I mean, I don't know how, they're tied, aren't they? Because Ryan said that on a podcast recently. But I don't know how you're going to work that out, so.
Well, I'm going with the numbers I have, Matt. You lost a point, sorry. He was number two. He was number two on the list when I looked up
who
the list.
Who was number
so.
One?
Saquon.
Come on. But he said they were like exactly tied.
I find that surprising. I'm not going to fight you. Saquon's season that people are still that high on him.
Yeah, I'm CMC over Saquon right now, but you know, whatever. All right, let's move down a little bit. We will go with Patrick Mahomes. Is he the quarterback one now, John? I forgot.
Yeah, probably now and forever.
Okay. Yeah. You are in the lead, so you get to go first here and give out your value first. So Patrick Mahomes.
Let's go. Man, how about let's call it 15.
Okay, and Matt, we'll go to you next.
I think second, late second round. So I'll say 22.
Alrighty, and Bobby.
I'll go 23.
And Patrick Mahomes comes in at 21. So Matt picks up a point, Bobby picks up two, and John picks up six to fall behind. Matt's now in the lead at a total of 2 points. We will slide on down to Darius Geis. Matt, you got to go first. Bobby will follow, and John will go third.
Darius
Geis.
God. Say 53.
Pretty much to the T what I was going to say, but I'm going to go a little higher. I'll say 55.
55. Okay. And Hogue?
Yeah, that feels like the right range. Let's say I might even go a little higher. Let's go 60.
So Matt was the closest. Darius Geis comes in at 50, right on the nose of 50.
Dang, he's almost a fourth rounder.
Yeah.
Man, I don't agree with that at all.
That's insane. Jeez.
Yep. I don't like it at that spot either.
Do you have that pulled up? Who's going around?
Multiple surgeries. And
John.
I am not going to tell you the answer to that question, Matt. You can go to...
You won't tell me who's on either side of him? I'm just curious who's around him.
You can go to Dynasty League Football after this... lovely podcast. Highly recommend everybody go to Dynasty League Football and check out the November ADP. Quick score update. Matt's still in the lead, currently at 5. Bobby is in second at 8, and Hogue is at 16.
What's the cliff at?
25. I set it at 25. I wanted to make sure we got through a few players. All right, so Matt will go first on the next player. We're going to go to Juju Smith-Schuster. Everybody remember, Ryan said he did not take him in anything, so he's not the 101. Matt, you get to go first, followed by Bobby, then John.
Yeah, he's definitely, well, I always talk too much in this game, so I'm not going to say anything.
You do.
I'm just going to say the number instead of saying why I think that number. I'm going to say 11.
All right, and Bobby?
That's exactly what I was going to say. I'm going to go with my gut, even though I know Matt's ahead, and stick with 11 because I don't want to go over or under.
And John, do you want to make it a consensus?
man, I better start making some moves here. But that's totally the range. Damn it. Let's go 9.
And he's number 11. So,
nice.
So Hogue picks up 2 points. Everybody else just stays the same, so the order will remain the same. Let's go to another fun receiver, DJ Chark. It'll be Matt again. DJ Chark, where was he this time last year? Probably not drafted.
Oh man, he's probably not high enough, is my guess.
I'm gonna low enough. After we do this, I'm gonna ask you where you would draft him then, if that's your feeling, because I'm curious where you'd put him.
I'm gonna say nothing feels right, at least.
He's a tough one to value.
I'm gonna say 60.
All right.
Into the fifth round.
And Bobby?
I'm not even kidding. That's exactly what I was gonna say. So I'm gonna go one more than Matt and say 59.
Oh, I thought you were gonna do the same again. It worked out last time.
And John.
That does feel like the right range again.
Don't be part of the Conchipsis.
I know. yeah, but that damn cliff is
yeah,
on the horizon
staring.
For me.
You're climbing a little faster than everybody else.
Yeah.
I've hiked with Matt. Matt moves on a cliff. I've seen him get up and down the hill.
It's true. I do hike faster than most people.
No, it was perfect. That was the right speed to hike.
Let's go. About 54.
All righty. John Hogue winning this one, getting the closest.
Hey.
DJ Chark comes in at 56. So Hogue picks up 2 points. Getting to that 20 mark, though. The little color on my cell just changed to orange as a warning to let you know that you are approaching the end of that cliff. Bobby picks up 3 points. He's now at 11. Matt picked up 4 points. He remains in the lead at only 9. So now I want to ask, Matt, do you think that's high enough, or do you think he's up into the, you know?
I would rather have it than Darius Geis. So I guess that puts him into the fourth round for me.
That's why I couldn't give you the answer of who's around, because that was the closest one that I had. I wanted to make sure we talked about DJ Chark.
But okay, I got you.
So you would take him at the end of the fourth round?
Yeah, definitely before Geis.
Yeah, I would take him.
I don't know who else is in that range.
I don't know either, but I would definitely take Chark over Geis.
Like, anybody? Is Kirk in that range, for example?
Again, yes. Matt.
I'll shut up. All right, I like to talk about players, you guys.
I don't do that on this podcast. Wait till Sunday night for that. No, I actually don't know where Kirk is. I did not write him down, but wherever Kirk is, it's probably not high enough either. Anybody else think Geis belongs to be over Chark? I don't. I'm with Matt. I think it's. I would take Chark over Geis.
Chark should be over Geis.
Okay. All right.
I just one thing about Geis that I got to repeat. Like, he's had multiple surgeries from the Redskins team doctors that have proven that they're incompetent.
Yeah.
People should be more worried about this.
And I'm not, like, I don't think there's a zero chance he's going to be awesome. Like, he is good, but it's so much risk to pay that price for, I think.
What are you paying if you were to give a 2020 pick for him?
I can't give a first round pick for him. Early second, I guess, maybe.
Could you for Chark?
Mid second. I think Chark is probably in that pretty close to that late first range, I think, for me. And I hated him coming out. I think there's no player that has, like, changed his game from year one to year two.
Changed a lot. Anybody have an issue with giving a first for DJ Chark?
Not if it's late.
Yeah, late first I would do.
All right. Wow, that's just from the waiver wire to 2020 first. That's, oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Even when he was free, I still wasn't picking him up. That's how much I hated him. And now I'm happy to pay a first, so, you know, whatever that says.
Did I already sell him in Red List? If not, actually, I think I'm using him in Red List, so I don't think I can sell him there. All right, let's go to another, let's go to Darren Waller. Let's have a little tight end action here. Darren Waller. Matt, you're going to go first, followed by Bobby, and then John. Darren Waller.
Well, he is a tight end, so
yes,
that immediately takes him out of... I'll say 88.
It's pretty close to what my brain was thinking. My brain went 85, so that's what I'll stick with.
And Hogue?
Yeah, kind of that 6th, 7th round area feels about right. I'm going to go... '84.
Wow, you guys are all really, really close here. So he comes in at 86. So Matt and John each pick up 2 points. Bobby only picks up 1 point. Matt remains in the lead at 11. But I do want to ask about Darren Waller. Do you guys know what number tight end he is? If you're looking at positional rankings, where would you have him on your tight end list right now?
I think I have him 6 or 7 if, on my last update.
Anybody else? I know, Bobby, I know you don't do rankings and all, but like, if you had to put him on a list of tight ends, where would he be?
He's right in
7 sounds about right. Maybe 8.
What about you,
He's right with Hunter Henry and those guys.
Yeah. Yeah, that's about right. I mean, he's jumped over, you know, O.J. Howard pretty easily and David Njoku. So, yeah, kind of in that low-end tight end 1 range. He's kind of slipping a little bit right now, too.
Targets seem to be going down a little bit.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, Foster Moreau is kind of the red zone guy. So,
That needs to end.
Yeah.
When the Raiders get an actual number one wide receiver, I'm not sure that Waller will be as good as he's been.
It's probably true, but I mean, they, I don't know, they paid him. And
and he's a tight end.
And also, I still trust him more than all those other guys in that area, like
he's
Njoku and all.
He's
guys.
A tight end. Yeah, like
that's fair. I personally just rather have Hunter Henry, but I'm a big Hunter Henry.
Well, sure.
Fan.
Yeah, I think that's the consensus because Hunter Henry came in at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
and he's way younger and has draft capital. Yada yada.
Waller came in at the 9th tight end, so I kind of actually thought he might be a little bit higher
in ADP.
Yeah,
I bet
came in as the 9th one.
I bet in October he was. I bet.
Oh, I'm sure in October, yeah.
He was probably like tight end 3 or 4 in October. He's probably dropped to that range.
He's fallen behind Hockenson, which that one has me a little bit surprised. But as I started looking at the other tight ends, like, yeah, it felt right. I mean, I wouldn't take him over Kelce Kittle, Ingram Hooper, Hunter Henry, Ertz, and I'm a big Mark Andrews fan. So,
yes.
Yeah, I wouldn't take him over any of the guys you just listed.
I might take him over Hawk. That's the only one, and that's just because the competition. Detroit has a lot more competition for targets, I think. So, all right, John, you're at 22.
Oh, man.
You're getting real close. Let's go to another quarterback.
Yes.
Since we like quarterbacks on this show. Deshaun Watson. Before we do the ADP, is he number 2 or number 3 for everybody? Or is he number 1? I guess I shouldn't judge. Is he the 1, 2, or 3 quarterback for everybody? Or
yes.
Different, but where do you have him at?
I go back and forth 2 or 3.
Okay, John?
Honestly, those top 3 like are interchangeable to me at this point. I know Mahomes is still like, you know, just a little bit above it for most people, but I could, you know, if I had Lamar Jackson, somebody offered me Patrick Mahomes straight up, I probably wouldn't take it.
Yeah,
John,
I totally agree with that. Yeah, so it really hurt my soul to do it, but I moved.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is he? He might be like 8th before. Like you got like Aaron Rodgers listed. Like,
Aaron Rodgers
number 2 to 7 is Aaron Rodgers, and then
yeah. That was the hardest rankings adjustment I ever made. I dropped Aaron Rodgers from 1 to 3, and I moved Deshaun Watson up to number 2.
You're not on that. You're not moving that Lamar up just yet.
Not,
you're gonna hold
yet.
Firm. Wait till that. Not wait till he does it in the league for a little while. Okay.
I drive people nuts with my rankings because I refuse to
you
to.
Take
I
your time.
I
you're
wait
patient.
So long to make adjustments.
Call adjustment. It patience. Just call it.
I
patience.
Thought I waited a long time, but you got me. I'm a Packers homer, and I moved. I think I have him at 5 now, 5 or 6. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Bobby.
Which
where
hurts.
Does,
it hurts.
Where does Watson
hurts.
Fall for you, quarterbacks?
Pretty much what these other guys said.
Okay.
Very distinctly have Mahomes at 1, but Jackson and Watson are somewhat interchangeable.
How interchangeable are these top 3? Would you take any one of them if it gave you a literally like the worst pick in a rookie draft? Like, is that how interchangeable? Did you just get anything on top of the other one and you'll take whichever side has a pick?
Pretty much, yeah.
Ooh, man.
Well, actually, not with Mahomes. Mahomes
yeah,
needs something
that's where
additional
I'm at.
On top of the other two. But if you were like, here, I will trade you Lamar Jackson plus like anything of any kind of value for Deshaun Watson, I'd probably be like, all right, sure.
But I don't have Mahomes, so maybe that's why I won't do it, why I still want him more than the others, just because I don't have him.
One of my favorite trades last year, John, Cam Newton. I traded away Cam Newton for Deshaun Watson.
Thank you. That's got to feel pretty damn good.
But I also got Andrew Luck, and he decided to retire. So
that's
got to
feel
thought I was set forever.
Less damn good.
Just kidding.
Hey, 10-year quarterback, right? All right, so let's get to Deshaun Watson's ADP. Matt, you got to go first. You're still in the lead at 11. Bobby's one behind you at 12.
Yeah, I'll say the answer to everything. 42.
That's a quote from something, but I don't know what it is. But I think Russ has made that same quote.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
From Hitchhiker.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. I knew it was from something I should understand.
The answer to life, the universe, and everything.
I'm really mad at Matt right now because he's living rent-free in my head. Because every time I think of a number, he picks that number first.
That's New York real estate, too.
Whew. Yeah.
Although, I don't know, that's probably a little bit worse than San Diego, but not by much.
Oh, it's worse.
I'll go with 43.
All right.
Although I almost guarantee you 42 is right.
And John.
Man. Well, at this point, I might as well take a shot and hope that these guys are way off. So I'm going to go 35.
Hey, John, can I get a yodeling down the over the cliff sound from you?
Because
one of them nailed it. I will tell you that.
Is that right? Oh, man.
Yeah, one of them nailed it, and one of them is one off. So, John, good job. You are now rooting for Bobby John.
Bobby, avenge me.
So that you can maybe win in a tiebreak.
I'm holding up the help sign right now, like Wile E. Coyote.
So, Bobby actually nailed it. Bobby nailed it. We have a tie.
Fast show, John.
Wow,
it's going to be a fast
show. I was
so
confident that he nailed it.
Matt, I'm rooting for you because
it's been an hour. You said it was going to be a fast show.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? And I don't want to do a tiebreaker either. All right, let's keep going then. So we are now tied at 12. Kerryon Johnson. Matt, you're still overall in the lead. You got to go first. Overall for the show.
Jeez. I'll take John's answer from last time, 35.
And Bobby?
My instinct was entirely different on this one. Now I'm questioning it a bit, but just for the sake of speeding up the show, I'll go with it. I'm going to say 60.
Oh, what? My God.
Are you just bailing?
Bobby,
are you pulling the ripcord, Bobby?
Bedtime, guys.
Good Lord, 60 on Kerryon Johnson.
He's injured. People don't like
Geis
him so
was
much
50. Geis was
wow.
50.
Wow.
That's true. Fine. I will give an answer that's not me bailing.
Okay, that's better.
Oh, no, I'm fine with you bailing.
Yeah, I'm fine with you bailing, too. Right, but all right.
So I will say 44.
All righty. So that gives us one more question, but it definitely gets you closer to that cliff, Bobby. Kerryon Johnson came in at 33 still. Even with the injury, I don't think anybody's really, like, off Kerryon Johnson, it doesn't feel like. So we've got one more. Let's go with Matt's buddy, Keenan Allen.
Why is it one more?
Well, maybe not one more. That's true. You could both. That's true. Bobby's at 23, so maybe it'll take more. You're at 14. You could go over too, I guess. Please don't.
I'm not with this one. I'm always way higher on Keenan Allen than everybody else.
Yes, I can agree with you that you are that.
I also make bad trades because I trade Keenan Allen for Dalvin Cook for Keenan Allen and Pigs 1, so that was pretty bad. I'm going to say...
Not the worst Dalvin Cook trade I've ever seen in that league.
Well, right. We won't talk about that. I will say 17.
And Bobby?
19.
All right, we're going to advance on. You each pick up a point because he comes in at 18. Bobby, you were at 24. And nice. This should do it, but now I'm a little concerned it's going to knock you both over. But if it does, Matt wins because he's closer. He's got further to go. So, Matt, you going to go first? Curtis Samuel.
Curtis feel like he's probably fallen off a bit.
Really,
I'm gonna say, what?
I'm really curious on this one because I had an instinct on it.
Oh, really?
I don't think it's right.
I don't at all. I'm gonna say 77.
And Bobby.
It's pretty close to what I was thinking, actually. I'm gonna say 80.
Bobby nailed it on the head. We keep going. Oh, good lord. And Matt.
Bobby's been studying.
Matt, you pick up 3. You're now at 18. Honestly, this is anybody's game.
Matt, it's all a shout out to an old podcast that used to exist, but it's all gut feels.
Oh, gut feels. All right. Preston Williams. Matt, you're going to go first.
Come on, man.
Dude, somebody's going to go over here, right? If one of you guys nails Preston Williams, I'm going to be impressed.
I have an instinct on what it is. I don't think it's right.
Well, you nailed the last one. You've been pretty money lately.
I'm going to say he's right at the end of the 10th round, so 120.
That was what my instinct was.
You son of a bitch.
I'm going to go 123.
Holy shit, Bobby!
What?
What is happening right now? He is 123.
Push you over the cliff already?
Do we need to have a screen share here? I have one player listed left that I looked up. I did not think we would get through this list. Maybe that's why it's taking so long. You guys are good. Oh my, good lord!
It's Matt's fault for saying 120, and then my brain just went at 3.
This is absurd. All right, we have one player left. Matt has 21 points. Bobby has 24 points. And you have hit the nail on the head 2 in a row. That's just unreal. All right. Alexander Madison. I feel like we should let Bobby go first on this one.
I agree.
Bobby, you go first on this one. Alexander Madison.
Okay. I'm not having gut instinct on this one, which means whatever juju I had working is gone.
Think how proud you are. You wanted to bail on Carry On, and I think since that you've
Seriously,
nailed it.
We should have let him.
The tiebreaker is Matt wins if Bobby doesn't win here, because Bobby tried to quit. We don't reward that.
This is Alexander Madison. I'm
yes,
say
that's his
164.
Name.
164.
Ooh. That feels high. I think he's right around, probably like right around Preston Williams. So I'm going to say 117.
He is 114. Matt, you wow, just went Matt. Through all those players. Seriously, 12 players. You picked up 24 points. That's absurd. This is everybody out there. Matt, congratulations. You won the night.
That's why this game is impossible, by the way.
This is why I do not like playing ADP games against Matt. 12 players. 12 players. A total of 24 points.
I didn't get any right on the dot, though.
Oh, yeah, you did. You got juju right on the dot.
Let me point out that Alexander Madison, my ranking was so high because if you're not the starter, I basically don't give a shit about you as a running back.
I think
you only care like about 4 running backs then.
I think Madison Madison is one that people really do like though. He's one of those like people are just waiting.
Yeah, because everybody just expects Dalvin Cook to get hurt. So yeah. Madison is the next one.
Matt, your furthest away was on DJ Chark. You were 4 off.
I just basically, I mean, I don't really want to give away my strategy, but I can if you want.
You try and pick what round you would go with and go somewhere
and
in the middle of it. Or
late. Is, late? Is it late, middle, or early? Yeah. And then I pick a number. I mean, it's not rocket science.
That's what I did too, except that with Madison, I just had no idea what to do, so I made up a number.
and it
carry
cost
on,
you the game.
Jesus.
So it's breathing through your mouth. That's the key, apparently.
I will say
yeah, remember that sweet oxygen you had earlier?
Yeah, overrated. Did absolutely nothing. If anything, went the wrong direction.
Matt's breathing other things, so congratulations to Matt.
That is absolutely true.
I will also say nailing 2 in a row to stall the game will probably go down as my DGN highlight.
We'll give you 5 imaginary points, Bobby.
That's probably the first time that's ever happened.
There is no chance. I
don't remember it ever happening.
I said, yeah, we've got one more to go. Bobby's like, nope, not so. I don't want to go to bed tonight. All right.
Ryan and I had a pretty epic one, but that I think maybe that one beat it, honestly.
Seriously, I wrote down 12 players thinking there's no way we're getting through all these. Oh, my God, you guys.
You're welcome, listeners.
Yeah, good job. All right, let's go around and give your information. John, let's start with you. Where can people find, follow, all that good stuff?
So at Superflex Show on Twitter for the podcast itself. I'm also with at FF Mercs, the fantasy football mercenaries. So and we do a live show on Sunday mornings to work through start sits. And of course, at Superflex Dude is my main Twitter account.
And Bobby, where can people find you? Where can people follow? Where can people follow Bobby so he can live tweet DGN for them?
They can find me sitting on the bench for the Jaguars this Sunday, as well as sending out tweets from at Wrecked Fantasy, my alter ego. I am Gardner Minshew, so you can also find me at Gardner Minshew 5. And you can find both Matt and I at Superflex. That's Z-O-O-P-E-R Flex. I know Superflex and Superflex, it's hard to actually enunciate to make them sound the same, but we will be doing another episode sometime in the near future.
Give us a quick shout, because, you know, you raised a lot of money, which is awesome. Tell us exactly what you did and why you have this awesome look going on right now.
Yeah,
and make sure that everybody goes to your Twitter and looks for the pictures that have been recreated.
I have a mustache, and just a mustache, because I'm raising money for Movember. I managed to raise over $1,000 so far, and because of that, I imitated a image of Gardner Minshew being shirtless and holding a championship belt. I don't own a championship belt. So, yeah, also the other day, just random aside, I talked about the Children's Online Protection Act in a marketing class while looking like this and realized I probably should have refrained from answering that question.
You're the reason that everybody has to change up what they do for YouTube to get their videos posted on YouTube now, aren't you, Bobby? Good job.
Yep, that's it. But yeah, you can find my page if you feel like donating still or learning more about men's health at mobro.co/BobbyKotch.
Thank you for what you did for that, Bobby, and that mustache is a mustache. Nah, you're really looking good in it. All right, so Matt, congratulations. Winning again.
It's my first one of the season, John.
Well, congratulations.
It's good to get that under your belt, you know.
I don't think I've won yet this season, have I? I don't remember. We've done
I think this is only the third one.
Yeah, I think it's only three or four. I know Dwight won the last one.
Dwight won, and I don't remember who won the first one.
Nathan hosted, so I'm sure I didn't win.
It was probably Russ.
It was probably all subjective. No, I'm just kidding. No, it wasn't. All right. You can follow Matt Price at M Pricer. You can follow me. You can follow Matt at Matt Price FF.
I love that this joke is just literally for one person, and it keeps going and going and going. Hi, Tyler.
He responds to it every time. Like, we know if we make the joke, it's going to land with the audience. It's an audience of one, and we know we're going to make it land. So, you can follow the show at DGN Pod. You can follow me at John Bosch FF. You can follow Russ Fisher at Dynasty Outhouse. Tweet along with the show. We love it when Bobby does it. Like, he does it a lot of times when I'm sitting at work. And I'll tell you, like, every time it pops up, I like to see what Bobby answers. So I get extremely distracted while Bobby's listening to the show. But it's fun. Play along. If you get it wrong, who cares? It's a tweet that, you know, it's not like we tag old tweets or whatever, those Twitter handles that people like to tag when somebody makes a take and old exposed tweets or whatever. We don't do
old
that to you.
Old takes exposed.
Old takes exposed. Thank you, Bobby.
Shame.
So, yeah, stupid tagging, but play along with us. Let us know your answers. All right, thanks, everybody. I think the next episode after this one is going to be Russ hosting with, I don't even know. I don't know who he's having, but he's recording a whole show without us.
He's doing a secret show, John. Is this secret a coup? Is he taking over?
Hey, by all means. Like I said at the beginning of the show, I kind of think he gave us a nice needed burst of energy. So.
He absolutely did.
Definitely. So big thanks to Russ for all that he has done for Dynasty Game Night. Thank you, everybody, and we will talk to you next time.
I know your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat. And the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night.